Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Oh, wake up your neighbors! Wake up your brothers and your sisters and your mothers! Wake up!
Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Wake up!
Friday. It's here. Friday. Big show today. Friday. That's exactly why.
Yes.
For no other reason. We got Just Fred Friday on the way.
Oh, Just Fred Friday.
You'll know this character soon.
It's where we call my buddy Fred back in Nashville.
We've got the topic of the day already.
Yep.
We talked about this on yesterday's show, teased it to prepare everybody for what is going to be a grand day. We also will be talking with Mitch from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico is going to be here today. Woo. Man, rumor has it the interns are making their way back.
Really?
Yeah, Creepy Caleb. Nico. Maybe you're stopping by this morning.
That's cool.
It's a good day.
It is a good day. A giant storm just blew through the area.
It's still raining outside, but don't worry. By the time you drive here, it will be stopped.
It will be stopped.
However, waking up to lightning is a little weird.
Not at all.
Yeah. So be careful. The roads are slippery in New Mexico. You know what that means.
Be careful.
Yeah. It's always awful when it, even if it just sprinkles. One thing you're going to learn here over the next few weeks is if there is rain on the ground, people are going to start freaking out.
So it's kind of like when it snows in Nashville.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Or
anytime
when it rains.
It does anything here, people start freaking out.
People,
it's a little crazy.
People freak out in that. When it's raining, it's like everybody's like, wait a second. What am I? What is this?
Yep.
What is this steering wheel?
Mm-hmm. That's what happens here, so don't worry. Luckily, you don't have to drive yourself because you have a chauffeur.
I have a chauffeur.
Yeah.
Chauffeur, and his name is Steve-O.
Boom!
Oh. A chauffeur. Chauffeur.
You need to start sitting in the back.
No.
Yep.
Okay.
It'll be like driving Miss Daisy. And I will be in the front seat. I need to get a cool hat.
You've got a cool hat.
I do. My Jane hat? I'll get a cool hat, and I'll sit
he got
in the
a
front
hat.
Seat.
For his birthday.
I did.
From Mitch. And it's a hat that one of the characters on that show Firefly wears.
Mm-hmm.
And we're currently going through Firefly because I've never seen it.
Yep.
And I keep falling asleep.
Man, we made it at least 7 minutes. Me and Chrissy should have taken bets.
I just fall asleep.
7 minutes into the show?
Yep.
And
but it's funny because we watched other shows before that.
And it was fine.
Totally awake.
Totally awake. Oh, this is great. Do you want to watch another episode of this? Yeah. And then Chrissy said, no, let's watch Firefly. Okay, we'll watch Firefly. And we made it 7 minutes.
It's like my body and my mind just said, yeah, we do need to sleep. Let's watch that. Let's watch that show. Because I'm waking up so early nowadays.
We've tried multiple times to watch the show, and I love Firefly. I'm a fan.
I'm trying to get into it. I like it so far.
You do. Here's what we do, is we just need to start watching it at like 2 p.m.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'll fall asleep at 2:15.
Every night.
We can't watch it at 2 p.m. because that's when we are exercising.
That's right. We are involved in what is, in my opinion, some of the worst forms of human torture possible.
It's not that.
Yes,
it is.
All right, left. To the left. To the right. To the right.
Yeah.
Take it back. To the front.
It's Friday.
Take it back. To the front.
It's Friday.
Ugh.
It's Friday.
I've been talking to him more and more, the guy on the TV that's telling me to do things.
It's funny. Whenever you, it's one of those, like, insanity type workouts.
Yeah, there's a dude and he's instructing you, and yesterday was cardio. We're doing all these crazy things. And how you doing? In the first 5 minutes, it's like, I'm great. Woo! Yes! I can do this. Hallelujah! We going for it. What? What?
It's
and then,
Friday.
Like, 15 minutes in, it's like, how you doing? I hate you!
I'm not doing so well.
I hate you!
It was better. A few minutes ago.
I wish I could yell, I hate you, but that's like way too many words because I'm usually like, hush.
Yeah. You gotta, man, that guy, he's doing all that stuff and talking the whole time.
He is.
You know, so he's
fit.
That's even more, that's like more of a workout, just trying to talk the whole time.
Yeah. I'm getting winded trying to make fun of it right now, barely doing stuff.
Barely doing stuff.
Yeah. But it's okay. Yesterday was day four. Today, day five.
Day five.
We got a double workout today.
Double workout.
Yeah, we'll get it going.
We have to do two of them.
Is that what that means? A double workout means
yes.
Two of them?
They're only...
I don't know if I can do it anymore.
What?
Workout!
Yes, you can.
Everything hurts! Oh, okay.
I did that.
You did do that. I will do my best.
Yes.
I will try. Our break.
Sports.
It's time to make Matt watch more baseball.
Sports.
No.
Angels are playing the A's. It's going to be a good night.
Stupid sports.
You know what my favorite part is?
What?
We actually have a partnership with the New Mexico Lobos.
Yeah?
The college, yeah. And college out here. It's our college.
Right.
We're like nationally ranked in different, you know, like our basketball program is absolutely amazing and stuff.
We got a college in Mississippi.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yes, we have a few.
But really?
I don't know.
Do people really go?
There are a lot of similarities between New Mexico and Mississippi.
We've actually been learning that. I actually found a list of things for New Mexico that we're going to go over today because we've been learning more and more that either New Mexico's the worst at it
or Mississippi.
But they're like twinsies when it comes to just about everything.
And you know what they both
have?
You know what they both have?
What?
Oh,
they do! Got some great programs here.
Sports.
Ole Miss.
Sports.
Is that in Mississippi?
Yes, in Mississippi State.
Sports.
That's who my family loves.
Sports.
They don't love Ole Miss?
I love this song.
Sports.
All right.
Now, well, that's the thing. Usually you have like the...
Rivalry?
The rivalry, the line drawn. And
did your family go to college at Mississippi
against family.
State or what?
Yes, both of my parents went there, but my
nice.
Sister, I took an online course from there.
Nice! So you can
when we first started
that.
Touring.
Okay.
And then I was like, this is pointless.
Because I'm in a band.
Yes.
And this is what I'm going to do
the thing
forever.
Was, I nailed it, you know?
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
But, I probably, if I would have really tried and put my mind to it, I could have completed that whole course in 3 months. And it took me, I turned in the last thing a year, like a year to the day, because they give you a year to do it.
Wow.
Or at least they did. It's probably not the same way now. That's back when the internet was a lot slower, kids. And so the final day, I turned in my last stuff, and the teacher was like, you're a smart guy. I don't know why it took you so long to do this. And I was like, yeah, me either.
Sports.
Yeah!
Sports.
That's why it took so long.
Sports.
Because I'm interested in
sports.
I'd like a scholarship for
sports.
All my friends play
sports.
But I am terrible at
sports.
Amazing.
You're welcome.
That's right.
You're welcome,
it's
Albuquerque.
It's Friday. We're going to help you wake up this morning. We've got the topic of the day coming up.
Which
it
is awesome.
Fun Joke Friday.
Oh.
We'll have Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention
of Mexico
joining us.
I feel like I was just funnier than every Fun Joke Friday.
I hear everything that you're saying. I do. I do. I'm really looking forward to it.
Hang on.
Great
I just
stuff.
Found Mitch's collection of Laffy Taffy wrappers.
Yep. She will be calling in this morning. We'll be getting an update from her from Puerto Vallarta to Mexico. Which will be cool. We've been seeing some photo updates and everything on Instagram. Make sure you get to mystaticradio.com. You can find the links to our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow us!
Started off right.
Yep.
Strong.
Least of these. Steve-O and Matt.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Welcome
this really
to the
is
show.
The when you go ride Rock and Roller Coaster one day, when you get to go to Disney World, you will see. Right now, they're in their little control room in the studio, and then they look up and they go, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! We got some friends out there. Let's go ride the roller coaster." It's longer than that, but and if you watch carefully. Steven Tyler does something very offensive.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He does a hand gesture, but you have to watch it to catch it.
Wow.
And then you're like, oh, it's like one of those.
There's like an Aerosmith roller coaster at Disney
World?
Yeah. I don't know these things.
There's not one at Disneyland?
No!
Oh, another thing I wanted to tell you guys. You were talking the other day about the Indiana Jones ride breaking down.
Oh, man, yes.
At Disney World, Indiana Jones is a stage show. It's not a ride.
They don't have the ride?
Nope. It's a stage show, and it's awesome.
I would love that.
They pick you out of the crowd, and you get to come up there.
Stop it!
Yes. And you get to be an extra in a scene.
Now, I have that kind of quote-unquote luck.
Yeah?
Well, when I was a little kid.
Oh, gosh.
Universal Studios, there was, like, tons of people there, and it was, like, this demonstration, and we needed a participant from the audience for E.T.? Who wants to ride on the bike with E.T.? We're going to show you how the technology of the CGI da-da-da works. All the kids, me! And raise my hand right there. You right there. And I'm like, he's pointing at me! And I run up on the stage.
Just ran.
Woo! Me! And I got to ride and I did the whole presentation.
Wow.
And then when I got off the ride thing and everybody's like clapping and it was awesome and I go back to my family, my brother's looking at me and he starts crying. He was pointing at me. And he's never forgotten it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
and my
awesome.
Mom said, he was pointing at your brother.
Oh.
He was pointing at your brother.
Sorry, bro.
I know, I'm sorry. And now, look, I'm on a successful morning show, and he's in jail. It's E.T.'s fault!
You can't make fun of this stuff. Oh, man. I mean, I guess you can. It hits close to home.
Well, it really does, because he only lives a few blocks away from me normally.
Literally close to home. Maybe we should do some breaking news.
It is 6:30. It would be that time.
Man.
For breaking news. Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
And now, the breaking news that you need to know from me, Mateo.
Please say that every day.
A brand new breaking news thing. Steve-O ruined his brother's life when he stole his chance to be on the E.T. ride demonstration at Hollywood Studios. The ripple effect is still being felt in all areas of both men's lives.
It's terrible! It's like Jacob and Esau!
Oh, gosh. A board game based on Facebook!
Oh, yeah! Oh.
To encourage people to interact in real life, designer Patsy Cline has made a Monopoly-style board game based on social networking site Facebook. Instead of feeling lonely behind the computer, you can feel lonely behind the board. I'm just kidding. People are now supposed to get together and pretend they are using Facebook in real time.
Stop it right now.
The game includes penalties for leaving the computer unattended and forgetting your password. And if you poke somebody too many times, you can get defriended.
Unfriend! Can you still poke people on Facebook?
In other breaking news, coffee machine dispenses free coffee when you yawn.
Oh, that's the best invention ever!
That's the future, people.
Yeah, but what if you're telling a story and you're like, and I like make a big mouth movement and the coffee machine's like, that guy yawned, here, coffee!
Most people don't yawn by going, South African coffee company, I can't pronounce it, believes people will love their coffee only once they have tried it. Once they have tried it, then we'll love it. In order to let more people try the product, they place an innovative coffee machine at the O.R. Tambo International Airport, where people most needed a coffee. That's probably true.
Yep.
Unlike most coffee machines, this special one is not activated by money, but by yawns.
Wow.
Equipped with facial recognition software, Big Brother, it is capable of detecting the exact moment of a yawn. Once it detects a yawn, it starts to dispense a streams a steaming cup of coffee for the tired person standing in front of it.
That's pretty incredible.
That is incredible.
I just want to go, like, film people standing in front of it, like, I want free coffee! Oh! You have to, like, fake a yawn to get some free coffee.
I just got four coffees. That's what I would do. I would totally take advantage of that. I'd be walking over going, oh, I'm tired again. More coffee. Boston Magazine to Rolling Stone. This is the real face of terror. Boston Magazine published never-before-seen photos of Boston Marathon bombing suspect. His name.
Yeah, that guy.
Thursday, in response to Rolling Stone's controversial cover that critics felt depicted the accused murderer as a rock star. The photos, supplied by a Massachusetts State Police sergeant, were intended to show the real face of terror.
Yeah.
In one, a bloodied that guy emerges from his boat hideout while a sniper rifle trains its laser sight on his head.
Dude.
After Boston Magazine published photos, Massachusetts State Police said that they were unauthorized.
We talked about that yesterday.
Sheesh.
MyStaticRadio.com/mornings. If you'd like to download the podcast, we talked a little bit about Rolling Stone magazine. We got your thoughts on it. You can check out those comments. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We should talk about that coming up a little bit.
We should.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
That Boston Magazine would do that, especially, gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Huh.
Total subject change.
Okay, that's fine.
This does not apply to many people here in New Mexico.
Really?
But to many people in the rest of the United States.
Ready, go.
Anyone who ever said mowing the lawn wasn't fun obviously never cut their grass with the Honda Mean Mower. While Honda Riding Mower Body is from a production mower, the machine is all hot rod underneath.
No way.
It's 309 pounds, sit on a custom chassis and suspension with wheels taken from an ATV.
No way!
This thing is going to blow up in Mississippi. This is the vehicle for your children.
This is probably what you'll see driving down the road then, right?
Power comes from a 109 horsepower VTR Firestorm 1000cc engine. I don't know what any of that means. Driven through a paddle-shifted six-speed transmission. I know what that means.
Yeah.
The best part, it'll hit 60 miles an hour in just 4 seconds and has an estimated top speed of 130 miles per hour.
It's a lawnmower?
Landscapers, get on this!
Yeah.
You're going to finish your work in half the time with probably double the casualties. So up your insurance and get on this thing.
Steamer.
Hey.
Hey.
I was selling cars in the 90s.
Yeah.
The 96 Escort. The 96X Escort had 88 horsepower.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that just gives you an idea.
Of, wow.
This thing's like a car.
Yeah. By the way, best intro ever. I was selling cars in the 90s. That's awesome.
Amazing.
Man,
there you go.
That is a powerful lawnmower.
But you're right. Nobody, not anybody really in New Mexico needs that.
No.
It's all zero.
What are you guys
going
to, you're going to ride around on the rocks in the moon rover out there?
Yesterday when I was slowly conniving getting here because I want you to be here, you were talking about how there's no front lawns anywhere.
It's so sad.
We're driving around. You're like, but there's no front lawns here. Come on, man.
There's no back lawns.
There's
either.
No lawns.
There's no lawns.
It's all, y'all all have rocks.
We call them yards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, just before you make the mistake, Matt.
Yeah.
It's not Zeroscape.
Zeroscape?
Yeah, it is.
It's Zeroscape.
No, it's Zeroscape because
what are you guys, is
zero
this space
scaping.
Talk? Is this space talk?
No, it's like X-E-R-R-A, Zeroscape.
How you see all the like front yards and it's all just rocks? It's called Zeroscape.
No, Zeroscape.
I don't want to know about your rock yards.
It's Zeroscape because
I'm not a hermit crab.
I'm just saying.
I'm not walking around in the little cage smelling awful. That's not me. That ain't me.
One of the listeners will help me out.
Nah, man. That ain't me.
Zeroscape?
Is it Zeroscape or Zeroscape?
It's Zenoscape.
Call in.
It's
Zena.
My bad. Zenoscape.
Zena, the warrior princess?
Yes.
It's actually X-E-R-I-S.
What?
I'm not going to get...
Who spells anything like that?
I'm not in this fight about spelling and how to pronounce this word with you guys.
I'm just going to say...
Refer to landscaping and gardening in ways that reduce...
You Google
or eliminate the need for supplemental water... There from irrigation.
All right, hey, here's another one.
I always thought it was because zero water.
Yeah, you're wrong.
All right, fine.
Wow. Breaking news. Give me the music.
All right. Cue the music.
There it is. Trying to quit? An e-cigarette tweets your shame.
What?
Trying to quit smoking? Like a lot of folks, e-cigarettes seem like a good place to start. I have a few friends that love them.
Yep.
You get the sensation of smoking without all the harmful side effects. When a technology guy for a New York ad agency spotted someone in a bar using an e-cig, he thought about their growing popularity and how it might help smokers to quit if they knew that each time they lit up, a tweet went out. It's not a product you can buy yet, but someday.
No way.
It might be.
So every time you use the e-cigarette, it just tweets like, hey, guess what I just did.
You know what I think? The world might not be ready for that.
The world might not be ready for that.
I am looking off into the distance.
That's a good thing because we are looking forward to the future. 7 o'clock hour.
7 o'clock.
Topic of the day.
T-O-D.
We also have just
the time.
Fred. Friday.
Just Fred Friday. The best thing ever.
Yeah, he'll be kicking off our topic of the day coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Coming right back, though, we're going to do birthdays. We do it every day, 6:45.
There's always a birthday.
Air day. So,
air day, every day.
That's coming up, 6:45. If you'd like to get a birthday shout-out in, you can do so right now. Studio at mystaticradio.com.
Please enjoy.
He said, Steve-O and Mateo.
Morning again. Still the morning. Hey.
Hey, it's Friday.
We just posted on
the
Facebook.
The topic of the day.
What is the one thing the world isn't ready for?
We even posted a photo to reference you toward a possible idea.
An idea.
We're going to be talking about that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, so you have time to think.
You have plenty of time.
About your response. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Now, it's 6:45.
Woo!
It's time for birthdays.
Birthday, birthday in the morning. I love birthdays.
Stever.
Day 200.
Day 200.
You know what that means? How many days left?
165 days left.
That's easy.
Boom!
165 and three quarters.
Yeah. Until my party.
Did you guys get rained on the way in?
We did. A little bit.
Yeah. Did you hydroplane or anything?
Nope.
No. Oh, well, there was that one part where it was a little crazy there for a second.
Yeah, I got worried for a minute.
Yeah.
I was like, why is Steve-O still driving so fast in the rain?
Because I'm a pro.
That's okay, right?
I'm a pro.
It's okay.
All right, we'll jump right into this, and get the easy one over with.
I don't know.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
How did you get that?
I am clairvoyant.
Yesterday.
I was really bummed.
Yeah. We're hanging out, and Dan.
Our night's dude from 6 to midnight.
I like to call him Dank.
Freaking Dan, man.
His name's Dan Castell. So yeah. I'll just go with the K.
I'm slowly learning to call him the Ruiner.
The Ruiner.
He says, hey, tomorrow's Benedict Cumberbatch's birthday.
Oh! What? Oh, why would you do that? What? I thought you guys just guessed ages.
Yeah,
no!
Right.
What a thought.
So from Sherlock and Star Trek Into Darkness
and
War Horse
and
Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy and what?
Desolation
of Smog.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right, he's Smog.
He's Smog.
Woo!
Thanks, R2.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, so how old is Benedict Cumberbatch, guys?
I'm going to be bummed if he's like my age.
I think he's 32.
Oh, man, if he's that young, I'm going to cry. He's 36. He's
probably younger than...
Yesterday, he was 36.
Oh, he's 37!
Yeah, so
that makes me feel a little better. Yeah. That means I have 2 years to be something.
Man, that means I still have 7 years.
Shut up.
All right, you ready?
Number.
Here we go. Let's move on.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Law and Order.
Oh. Yeah.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I don't think either one of you guys are going to get the name, but he was in Crimson Tide, No Way Out. Max Grevy was his character on season one of Law and Order.
I don't know.
He was the portly detective.
I'm a big fan of SVU.
He was in Basic Instinct, too.
I am. I like Law and Order.
Is he the dude with the mustache, with the weird, like, creepy thin mustache? He was in The Crow?
No.
Oh.
He's the heavy guy.
Right.
There
was a heavy guy in The Crow.
I don't know.
And he owned a pawn shop in The Crow, and he was like, yeah.
It's George Zunza. Zunza? It's D-Z-U-N-D-Z-A.
I'm wondering if this is Zunza. The guy. I'll look him up after so I don't ruin how old
okay.
he is.
All righty.
He is 58.
56.
Let's see. I need to actually look and see. Oh, he's 68.
Oh,
68?
68. Wow.
Yep. If okay. you're to take in the yep. eight from your
horse. Oh, wait a minute. We're not going now. This route. We're going to go this route.
Let's do it.
All righty.
Oh. It is Freddie Mercury's birthday.
Oh. Stop it.
Woo.
Matt, hit the bum, 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 bum.
You got no.
Where?
Oh, sorry. Buddy, you're a boy.
Make a big noise. There you go.
Yeah. I did it. Oh,
sorry.
Did it, guys.
That was terrible, Steve-O.
Yeah, jerk. I'm sorry. You big disgrace.
I'm sorry.
I'm about to...
So, it's birthday today.
One well, of the members
it's
of
obviously
Queen.
The dude from Queen with the perm.
Is it the drummer?
musician Brian May.
Uh-huh. Which one's that?
I don't know. One of the dudes in Queen.
He's not the...
Can we just listen to Queen?
Yeah, let's just do that. Wait. No. I'm having a total brain fart. Which one? Is he the guitar player?
I don't know.
No, we've got to know this.
Well, we'll find out.
If I don't know this, they will kick me out of House of Heroes. I've got to get this now.
Yeah,
Tim, turn the app off. Don't listen. Colin, no.
I don't know which one he is.
Here, I'll look.
Sorry.
Okay. I'll look.
I'm sorry.
You look
yeah,
because if
yeah,
we
it's
look,
to do with the perm.
It's to do with the perm. That's what yeah. I said.
Yeah. Yep.
I need to know.
He's a guitarist.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I
the
thought.
The dude with the perm's a guitar
I
player.
I was afraid for a minute.
Oh.
You know, I know a guy. The I don't know him closely, but the dude that was from down here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mark, right?
Okay.
That
the Australian?
No. He's the guy that sounds just like Freddie Mercury when he sings.
Oh, and, yeah.
Yeah.
They did that.
Waverly played with them a couple of
times.
Oh,
yeah.
No way.
He's a super nice guy.
That's Mark.
Yeah. Yeah. And he now, like,
yeah, his, actually, his brother we play on Static.
No.
Yeah.
Who's his brother?
We'll show it to you.
Okay.
We'll find it. Anyway, it's Brian May's birthday.
He's old.
Is he?
Yes.
His brother's name is...
How old was Stuart Copeland? Huh? I feel like they should be about the same age. Do you remember?
I think Queen was popular before the
Dave Bulls. Martell. Dave Martell is his brother.
Dave Martell.
Yeah.
Okay, I think Brian May is 67 years old.
63.
In 365 days, he'll be 67.
Ah! So
he
close!
He totally blew that one, dude. Totally
dang.
Had a chance and...
Sorry,
I'm out of House of Heroes now.
Really?
This was it. Yeah, I just,
that was it.
I feel it in my spirit.
All right. Well, people, we need to try and help this guy get a job.
No, I think
sad.
It's probably.
Are you good at anything?
No. I
okay.
think I'm really good at talking and hang on, Tim just text me. He's a guitarist, and
out?
Our new bass player is working out great. Life happens fast, man. Life happens fast.
Top Gun! Val Kilmer!
I'm sorry,
Tom
Tim.
Cruise! Anthony Edwards!
Well, you know, it didn't take you long, Steve-O.
What? I got like...
Whoa.
Yeah, it's Anthony Edwards' birthday.
Yes!
Nice!
Goose!
Goose!
But Goose is dead.
Wow. Oh, man, come
spoiler
on.
Spoiler alert.
Goose will never
Holy
die.
Holy cow!
Anthony Edwards is 55 years
61.
old.
61.
55 and what?
61.
51.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man, we are
It's the premature balding thing.
No, it's because Tom Cruise is Scientologist, and I don't even know what to guess in that,
I know.
In that arena.
I know.
His Scientology has completely messed up the 80s for me.
Yeah.
So did you guys watch that show? Did you watch ER?
My wife did. And that means I was forced to watch it on Thursdays on the couch.
For me, ER meant that I had to go to bed when it first came out. And I always hated it. Although I did admire George Clooney from afar.
Yeah, wow. I had to put the kids to bed at that time.
Wow.
Well, when it first came out, I was still a kid.
Yeah.
Guys, I know you guys don't know what that's like, but...
When it first came out, I was still a kid, too.
What it's like!
Man...
All right, it's from Roger Dodger and from this movie, Matt.
What is this wonderful movie?
Is this Batman?
No, wait, listen.
Oh, it's Edward Scissorhands.
No. Wait, maybe it is Edward.
No. Lord of the Rings?
No.
Harry Potter?
This isn't when the butterfly thing comes in?
No, I know this movie.
Yeah, you better. This is the main title.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Oh, wait. Is this...
It's actually the Amazing Spider-Man.
Is this... Oh, no. The Good Spider-Man. This is the Good Spider-Man?
It says main title, Young Peter.
Oh.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of music, it was confirmed that Hans Zimmer is doing the music for Amazing Spider-Man.
So this guy's celebrating a birthday played Richard Parker.
Oh! Okay. Yeah, yeah. I don't know his name at all.
Campbell Scott.
Campbell Soup.
Yep. Great, Scott.
Celebrating a birthday today.
Okay, let's look at his face in my mind.
He's got the glasses.
Yes.
He's got the, he almost has the glasses
Look at his face in your mind or on Google?
I'm looking at his face in my mind, which is as powerful as Google.
We have a webcam to prove we're not cheating.
My hands are clean. I think he is 43.
Oh, man, I was going to say 50s, and you just threw me off.
Go, Steve-O.
51.
And yesterday, actually, he was 51.
Dang it!
52.
Yeah.
The new 52.
I'm a little disappointed that you didn't jump right on your favorite movie there.
No, that's not the favorite movie.
Favorite character.
That's just favorite character.
Although I do, and I really like it.
Gosh, that movie was so good.
Yeah.
And yes, it was better than Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man. I hate it when, like, friend, if somebody of mine says... Like somebody, my brother.
Somebody of mine says to me,
hey. I disown.
Yes.
Whatever, the Tobey Maguire movies were way better. Oh, man. I'm sorry. I forgot we can't be friends anymore.
No more friends.
I'm sorry. I thought we were close.
From Supernatural and Gilmore Girls, Matt.
Yes.
Wait a second.
Are you guys making fun of me? I feel like... Hang on. Let me look in my mind.
Jared Padalecki.
I've never watched Gilmore Girls.
I was thinking of the other show. That's like my brother's favorite show. I've never seen it.
Gilbert Paddywhack?
When we were talking about Purgatory this week, somebody actually referenced Supernatural. Well, yeah, obviously, because Purgatory is where all the monsters and aliens go. And
Seamus Ryman is he's a fan, too.
He is? Okay. See?
Shameless fan.
Seamus! he is 30. He's 32.
36.
Let me see. In 365 days, he'll be 32.
Oh, we are so close.
Yep.
I should have stuck with 30. I still would have been wrong.
And that is it for birthdays.
No!
That's
we are inanimate objects this week.
Inanimate object.
Okay, we do have a couple of inanimate objects.
Yes, lamp.
On this date. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm always ready.
Okay, Steven.
Not really.
I'm ready.
On this date in 1980.
Mary Lou Retton. She won gold. Mary Lou Retton.
Really?
That's the Olympics.
1980.
You weren't even born yet.
I know. I was born in 83.
There's another reason you don't remember it, because in 1980, the Moscow Summer Olympics began without the United States participating.
Oh. Wow.
Minus dozens of nations that were boycotting the games because of the Soviet military intervention in Afghanistan.
Mm. Right.
So we said, no.
It stressed that dude out so much, he got this crazy red birthmark over his forehead.
Gorbachev?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what happened. That's where it came from.
So not what happened.
We were like,
that's what
happened. Look it up.
So not
what happened. We're going to boycott you guys and we're going to.
That's what happened.
We're going to secretly give these weapons to Afghanistan. Nothing will come from it.
10 years later in 1990.
I was born. I was alive in 1990.
You were seven.
Baseball's all-time hits leader.
Pete Rose was banned from baseball.
Mark McGwire.
Pete Rose was banned from baseball. Was sentenced in Cincinnati to 5 months in prison for tax evasion.
Oh, okay. He was banned from baseball before that, then, I guess.
They gonna find you.
Yep. I don't know the words. How do you know the words?
Because there was this thing when I was a kid called kid songs, and little kids would sing popular songs, and they'd make videos out of them, and this was one of them.
Nice! Clapping.
Gosh, you're like a terrible clap trap.
So that's it?
Is that all we got?
He's gone.
He's gone?
That's it.
Oh, man.
We got to take a quick break. Coming back, the topic of the day.
Wow. I'm trying to get a hold of Fred for Just Fred in the morning.
Yes, Just Fred Friday. We will also be rocking some jokes if you want to say them.
I've got a joke Friday. I've got a joke.
Okay.
Once upon a time, there was a man lived outside of a treasure field.
Terrible.
And how'd you know I was making that up?
Yeah, it was bad.
Guess what the joke was?
What?
On you.
Oh! Right back. We are the city.
In the morning.
Wait.
I missed my cue.
You are throwing me off this morning.
I missed my cue.
Oh, Steve-O and Matt.
Mornings.
Static.
Traffic with me, Mateo.
There's still road construction. The roadway has been reduced to one lane at Hunter Boulevard, I-40. We all know that, okay?
Right, always.
Anyway, there has been an accident at I-25 North and Paseo del Norte.
Be careful.
It occurred at 6:42 a.m., which was a little bit ago, about 30 minutes ago. But it looks like traffic is starting to slow down. Behind the accident.
Okay.
So, be careful. The roads are wet, people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't drive a million miles an hour on them.
It was rainy and sunny this morning. We all know what that means.
In the South, when it's raining and sunny, it says, you're either, that's the devil beating his wife, or it's the devil's birthday.
Yep. Are you serious?
That's a common saying where I am from.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because when I was in school, I remember the first time it happened. It was in like fourth grade, or the first time somebody said that, and it was raining and sunshine, and somebody's like, hey, you know what that means? And I said, no, because I'm only in fourth grade. What does that mean? And they said, it's the devil's birthday.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I've never heard that. That's called New Mexico weather.
I know.
It's like always rainy and sunny here.
And then, when I was older, it got worse.
That's awful.
Because it was like, I mean, the devil's beating his wife, man. And I was like, I didn't know the devil had a wife.
That's a southern thing. No wonder. Man, stay here forever. Don't go back there. Don't go back. They're trying to teach you bad things.
Leave me alone.
Okay, fine.
Traffic is sponsored by Solomon's Porch.
4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
Come to Solomon's Porch and see our friend Anastasia.
Yeah. She's awesome.
She's cool.
She does cool stuff.
I got a coffee.
Yep. It is time for the topic of the day.
Topic of the day, friends.
Topic of the day sponsored by Mateo.
I didn't sponsor it.
And his crazy, awesome,
crazy ideas.
I'm an idea man.
You really are.
So I'm going to shoot this idea at you.
No. I do not condone violence.
This question was asked on a popular website.
Okay.
What is the one thing the world isn't ready for?
Would you like for me to give my opinion or read some responses?
Well, we've gotten some opinions.
Yes, we have some opinions on the Facebook.
We've gotten some good responses. First one on the list on the original posting, hover cars.
Hover cars.
Hoverboards, my bad.
Hoverboards.
Which is exactly why we...
Where did it go?
Oh, put that photo up with Marty McFly on a hoverboard, because
yes,
let's be honest, is the world ready for hoverboards?
You know what? I don't know if the world's ready for them, but I will say I believe that that is the one thing that most people expect.
From the future?
Yes.
Yeah!
They're like, when it is the future, I will know that it is the future because I will have a hoverboard.
Yeah, this is true. This is what I always believed growing up.
That's when people will look up and look around themselves and say, it's the future.
Mm-hmm. Because I have a hoverboard.
What?
That's true. I wanted a hoverboard so badly when I was a kid.
Yeah?
So badly.
Yes.
And I believed I was going to get it because it's just the way the future's going to be.
It sounds like the future.
Static! Hello. Welcome. Yeah. Except
I think bacon flavored soda.
What? Bacon flavored soda?
Yes.
Who is this?
It's RJ.
RJ? Is this you?
I have a joke for you guys.
You have a joke for... Oh, it's Fun Joke Friday. I don't know if we're ready for Fun Joke Friday.
Maybe that's what we're
We'll take it.
Yes.
Go.
Oh.
What do you call an alligator in a vest?
Creepy uncle?
No.
Sorry.
An investigator.
Nice.
Hey-o!
RJ, you are the man.
You are the man. Thanks for the call, RJ. One thing the world is not ready for. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or give us a call, 505-338-3700. It's also Fun Joke Friday.
Let's see what we got here.
Okay.
Friend Bill.
Uh-huh.
Detroit, right?
Yep.
He
Detroit!
Says, Jesus lip balm, and he posted a link. Apparently, it is an actual thing.
Stop it right now.
I'm opening a new tab. Under that, we have... Jason says, flying cars. We're supposed to have them all over the place in just 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the Future said it. There's no way that'll work out well. And I agree.
Yeah.
We saw something yesterday. People were talking about flying cars, and it was like, people can't drive as it is, and we're on the ground. What's going to happen when we're in the air?
Right. This is true.
Chaos.
It will be terrible.
It will be chaos.
It would be awful.
Another person says, my kids. Ha!
Fun
terrifying.
Friday.
And then Melissa says, me.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. One thing the world isn't ready for. Confirmation of extraterrestrial life, maybe?
Ooh, that's a big one.
Anyone?
I do think, I agree. Man, look at this Jesus lip balm. That is insane. I do agree that if...
Looking good for Jesus.
Looking good.
SPF 18.
It's like being a star.
Get ready. Him. Be worthy.
Be noticed.
Be noticed. Jesus lip balm. Get tight with Christ.
Wow.
That is real.
This is a real thing, people.
Oh, man. Bill, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Oh. Yeah.
EP phone home?
What? Yeah.
EP phone home.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye.
That's what the world isn't ready for? They just hung up.
Yes, I said goodbye. Because that was freaking me out. I think whoever that was, your ET trend, it got a little lost in translation because it didn't sound a lot like him. But I bet in person it might.
You know what one thing the world isn't ready for?
What?
Sharknado 2.
Well, it's happening.
It's happening.
It's already been greenlit in quotation marks.
In pre-production of Sharknado 2. In case you missed the first one.
And the second showing last night.
Yeah, we missed it.
Yep.
We were going to record it and we didn't.
We watched our show instead.
Sharknado, the epically bad movie with a tornado.
Those movies are so incredible.
You guessed it. Of sharks. Sharknado 2. This time, the Sharknado hits New York City.
Really?
Yeah, that's
Are
the
you
big,
reading it?
I'm being serious. That's the real tagline.
Oh, my goodness. New York, watch out.
Be careful, New York. First Man of Steel.
That's Metropolis, friend.
Yeah, but let's be honest. It's really New York.
I don't know if we can.
Yeah, because Gotham is Chicago.
But we don't call it Chicago.
Metropolis is New York.
We don't call it New York.
I'm just saying.
That's probably the cities they are modeled after, yes.
Sharknado 2.
Oh, my goodness.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. What is the one thing the world isn't ready for? Static.
Hey, Paul and Evan here.
Hey, Paul.
Hey.
Hey, you know, weekend sci-fi low budgets, me and my son watch all that junk.
Did you see Sharknado?
It's wonderful.
I recorded it and watched it, and it's just really bad. Did you see Sharktopus?
Yes, no. I saw that one, and it was terrible. What,
is it a half shark, yes. half octopus?
Oh, yeah, it was epically bad, but it was fun to watch, you know? And then there was one, the shark that actually flew.
Oh, yep.
I don't know, sand sharks. Which one? Sand sharks, that's the one. And they actually.
I love that there was like a 3-year-old in the background. Sand sharks! That's great. You're raising your kids up well. Good job.
Oh, dude, they're fun. They're fun. Allie, my daughter, won't have it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Me and Evan, we can sit there all day long and watch that junk.
Wow.
All right,
So here's the question. What is the world not ready for?
Yeah, what's the world not ready for?
Sharknado, bro.
Sharknado.
Sharknado.
I mean, it's
if
real.
If there was a real Sharknado, I think I would just walk outside and say, take me now, Lord.
Or mega earthquake or mega volcano or mega hailstorm or mega whatever.
Yeah.
Well, the New Mexico is not ready for rain, apparently, because sadly, every time it does, we have to report more and more accidents because people can't drive in the rain, much less a Sharknado.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying.
Much less talk and drive at the same time.
This is true. Are you driving?
Dude, I've got my coolest hands-free radio.
Okay,
thing,
good.
You know?
There you go. Okay, that helps. Features.
It's cradled on a suction cup, and I don't have to touch the pole.
You
buddy.
Look like a weirdo,
just
but, it's
cradle.
Cool.
Gently
but it's cool.
Cradle.
At least you're safe. I'd rather you be safe with your kid in the car and look like a weirdo than be on your phone and unsafe and
truth.
Oh, well, you can't even see my phone, dude. It's low.
Exactly. So you just look like,
and it's awesome.
You just look like one of them crazies talking to yourself in the car.
Oh, that crazy talking to yourself in the car. Yeah, well, yeah. You know, people already get that today anyway.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Have a good one, guys.
All right, you
see
too. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Opinion. I think the world is not ready for Google Glass.
What? Yes. Oh, are those the glasses?
Yes.
Oh.
I really feel like we are going to have just a giant increase in running into things.
Now, if you didn't see this, Google showcased these glasses. This basically,
they're just, they're, it's like, it's awesome.
It's not, though.
It's like watching that movie Hackers. You can see the internet
yeah.
in your glasses. Like,
but you can't really see anything else. It's supposed to be transparent enough to where you can walk around.
People are going to run into walls. They're going to fall down subway stairs.
I will say this. You, sir,
yes.
are ready for that because I'm quite impressed with your abilities to always be on Instagram and somehow function in society.
I'm still going
you
right
now.
You
are on Instagram every 3 seconds.
Hang on, I gotta check it.
I used to make fun of Mitch because I thought she was the worst at always being on the phone.
It's me.
Always. You are always. I have to constantly pause the show that we're watching and say, Did you see that?
Did you see that?
No, what happened?
Hang on, Steve-O, hang on. I've got to delete 2 emails.
Oh, man.
I just deleted them. All right, what?
You know that if you didn't check it every 8 seconds, when you got back, it'd still be exactly the same. You could actually function. You could have like, real conversations with
I will
people.
Have missed tons of thoughts.
I'm just saying.
Nah, that, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I have a little bit of phone
the
addiction.
The one thing
and
that Mateo
probably,
is not ready for is 5 minutes away from his phone.
That's probably why. Google Glass is a bad idea.
It is a terrible idea.
Because I will just be like talking.
Yeah.
And looking off into space. And they'll say, what are you doing? And I'll say, I am checking my Instagram. Leave me alone.
What is one thing the world is not ready for? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Steve-O and Mateo.
Good morning.
Mitch, if you missed it, she called in.
She called in.
She's in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico until August, basically.
Pretty much. No, she'll be back before August.
She'll be back like July 31st.
Well,
it's just about August. But thanks for making me get into it.
Okay, we have a few more responses to today's topic of the day, which is, what is the one thing the world isn't ready for?
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can also give us a call, 505-338-3700.
Yeah. Hey, let's go over. We got a couple of jukers out there saying,
the second coming of Christ.
Oh!
Which is true.
Which is biblical, but because it says it comes like a thief in the night. Like, no one knows it. Nobody's going to be ready for it.
Right.
But which is why we need to be prepared for it.
Robots. Jed robots. Says robots, because we all know how that turns, right, Steve-O? I guess that's because of Terminator Salvation.
We're not ready for... We've had robots for, like, a long time, unless he means, like, Terminator.
He means Terminator, and he's talking about when you were an extra in that film,
which...
You got blowed up.
Yesterday, Brandon Thigpen, friend of ours...
Good friend.
...out in New York...
Good guy.
...texted and said, hey, Terminator Salvation is on TBS or something. I've never seen it. What am I looking for? And I said, gas station scene. And then he texted back, and he saw it.
He had a really funny
tweet.
And
me.
He was like, my friend just died epically on Terminator Salvation. Avenge him, Christian Bale. Avenge him.
I'm in it for about 0.8 seconds, and I would like to think that I did not die in that blast. I would like to think that my character escaped and lived happily ever after.
He survived.
He survived. They're making a fifth Terminator right now based upon my character.
And
the survival of the one man who didn't blow up.
You know Arnold's going to be in the new one, right?
Yes,
and it's kind of a time travel reboot thing.
Stever.
Hey.
Hey.
Now, you remember around that time when Christian Bale was here?
Yeah.
There was that big...
news story.
News story with his language.
Yeah, oh, yeah he went off.
Yeah, he yelled at that guy.
What people didn't know, although you weren't mic'd, you had lines.
Yeah.
In the movie. If they watch... Could you play the audio?
Do you have it?
I think you do.
Have the audio?
I don't know.
Yeah, of your lines running away from the gas station? Because it was just as edited, wasn't it?
Wow.
Can I do that? I mean, you're the boss. If you tell me it's okay to do that, then I guess I'll have to.
We can.
Like, okay. It was like, there is a giant robot over there. We gotta get out of here. If we don't run, get the go. That's really what happened, but in the movie, it's just like, because let's be honest, giant robots yell.
You're not going to hear it.
They're really loud, so you don't hear it, thankfully. And the movie, what was the movie rated? I don't even know.
I think, was it R?
The best part is, actually, in all honesty, there were people who were like, trying to like be in the movie, you know, like different extras. So it was like, all right, we need you guys. All right, this is what's happening. Pretend there's this giant robot thing that just sprung up from the middle of the gas station. You guys are running away. Da 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 da. Okay, you're gonna run this way. And they're like choreographing everything. And there were actually people who were like,
they were
all right,
like,
this is my time. I know they said to shut up and run, but here's what I'm gonna do.
Oh, God.
And tried, and guess what? They were pulled from said shooting, and we're like, okay, well, you can't take instruction, so you gotta go. We don't have time for this. This is like a $100 million movie. Peace out.
You're called an extra for a reason.
I was just stoked to be there.
That's awesome.
I was stoked. We got to shoot a scene with Sam Worthington, who went on to do like Avatar and all that, and he was actually a really nice guy.
That's cool.
There was one of those tirades, actually, where somebody was like... at me.
I love that button.
And I just had to stand there and take it. And the funny thing is, or the not funny thing, the guy that Christian Bale was screaming at was the guy that yelled at me.
Oh, so when he got humiliated, you were kind of like,
I was not. I said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
Ooh.
You yelled at me.
You yelled at me.
I'm his people.
No, you're going to get yelled
at. Good luck with that. And then Christian Bale was like, I'm stomach. See? I told you.
I love that button so much. Press it real quick. Just press it. That's good. Man.
Yep. So, it's true.
It's the little things.
No, but really, I had the simplest job. Hey, run this way. And my wardrobe got caught on a doorknob, and I, like, clotheslined myself.
I want to be an extra while I'm out here. I can run in a direction.
Let's make it happen.
Oh, my gosh. What if I get to play the serial pooper in the Lifetime TV film, Fecal Streets? And it's the retelling, but then I'll have to dress as a woman. But I think I can do it. I have a pretty face. I look like my sister when my hair's really long. I can probably do it. It's just working up the gumption to be able to do that on the fly like this.
We gotta
talk about this. Man. Perfect, Ben.
Thank you.
How does she do that?
There is a news story going around the nation right now. If you woke up this morning and turned the news on, it's not local. It made national headlines. It came across the wire this morning, and we were like, oh, no! Albuquerque!
Yep.
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yep.
Knob Hill neighborhood on the news. They call her the quote-unquote serial pooper. In an interview with the local Albuquerque TV station, the homeowner who caught the woman on surveillance camera, she's a runner and apparently just doesn't have time to properly use the restroom while she's running in the Knob Hill area, has used lawns. In the video, the woman literally is like running in her running clothes and uses a front lawn mid-stride and then keeps going.
It's so awesome. Here's the thing for me, I'm thinking like, even I'm just hanging, I'm just going about my normal day, and there is mental preparation for me to get ready to go to the bathroom. It's like, all right, is it time? Is it time? Yes. Wait. Yes. And then, you know, I'm ready, mentally prepared. This lady,
mid-jog,
she has the mental fortitude.
Knob Hill area.
I mean, that's awesome to me. She's super strength right now.
Stever.
Hey.
You're
going to be the ultimate story or show.
Yes.
If cops came back to Albuquerque.
Oh, my
God. You know, cops left Albuquerque.
Why?
The mayor asked him politely, I think, to leave at some point.
They were making the city look bad.
Hey, you guys are making us look bad because it seems like Cops Albuquerque is like every other episode.
Well.
So, welcome to Albuquerque, Mateo.
Hey.
The land of enchantment where there are serial poopers and episodes of Cops filmed every 8 minutes.
I am enchanted by this serial pooper. If I met her, I would ask for her autograph.
505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Static.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
So, I'm just baffled at this whole concept of this news story. Like, why is it New Mexico makes national news for the most ridiculous,
idiotic, yes,
possible?
Hey, I don't know.
Friend, let me tell you, Mississippi.
Like, remember a couple of years back when that Burger King in Los Lunas, a couple of their employees decided it'd be a brilliant idea to feed two police officers hamburgers that had marijuana in them?
Oh my gosh. I don't remember that.
It made national news. Like, you know, like all the big late night TV shows are talking about it. And, you know, granted, I guess more on a quote-unquote scientific note, since the pot itself was actually not cooked, they just put it on there so the police officers couldn't get stoned. But nonetheless, I'm pretty sure it tasted like crap.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
But, you know, all that said, it's like, really? Why couldn't you have done that to, like, your friend instead of, like, a police officer?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if you caught the part of the story where you're talking about they were two dudes working at Burger King and they had marijuana on their person. So chances are they weren't all there in the brain department.
Truth. Hey, I'll tell you this, too. It's not as, you know, it's not that abnormal to me because my state,
Mississippi,
my home state, just ratified the 16th Amendment about a couple months ago, the one that's 150 years old that abolished slavery. Yeah, Mississippi just ratified it. And within a month of that happening, the circus was in town and somebody drove by and shot an elephant.
What?
Drive-by shooting, shot an elephant. That's what my town makes news for. So.
Wow.
Serial pooper, I'll take it any day. I'll take that any day of the week, my friend.
Oh, God. So did you hear the comment that the guy made about how if he sees her doing this, he kind of wants to just grab a hose and go out there and say, "Bad human."
Yeah. It's incredible. Yeah. It's incredible.
Oh, made me laugh. Anyways, you guys have yourselves a fantastic afternoon.
You too. Thanks for the call. Unreal. Unreal. The phone lines are jammed.
The similarities between our states, it's
unbelievable. Static.
So I have a thought about this, and it's probably going to sound kind of weird, but I have a son that's a long-distance runner.
Oh, no.
And I don't think that this is a very uncommon thing.
Are you serious?
Yeah. In fact, I have a friend who has told me that he has done that on occasion.
Oh,
okay,
man.
So what you're telling me...
So your friend is the serial pooper.
Serial pooping
I think serial pooping is a common long-distance running thing.
You're telling me that serial pooping is a lot like Bigfoot. It's out there. It's just... This is the first time we've caught it on camera.
It happens. It's just rarely seen. Oh. That's exactly right.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
Static.
Good morning, Mr. Steve-O.
Good morning, Bane.
And Matt.
Hey.
That was the kind of voice of rendition to your, the APS.
Oh, okay, because you just sounded like Bane, because you were muffled and I couldn't hear you.
Bane.
Yeah, huh?
Hey, good morning, Steve-O.
Hey, my mom just texted me and said, quit bashing Mississippi. I'm not bashing Mississippi, Mama. I'm just saying how similar it is to here. Because I'll miss you at home.
Oh, that was sweet.
See what I did? I turned it around. She'll never know.
Wait.
Ah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, this is Hans, man. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I had a funny, question since you guys were talking about the lights blinking. Why are the lights called red lights when there's two other colors? Just wondering, kind of.
Well, I get this because Hans hails from Mexico. He's in New Mexico now.
Mexico.
And so I understand the blinking lights might be strange and confusing to you, sir.
Wait, are you English second language Hans?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
You are.
Yes.
Okay.
You are.
Why are they blinking? Why do they call them red lights if they're blinking other colors?
He's saying
there's green and there's yellow.
Yeah, right. He's saying in general...
They're just called traffic lights, and then when they're red, they're called red. I'm at a red light because the color at the time is red. And then when it's a green light, you say, oh, it's green.
No, he's saying, though, I get it. I get what you're saying. You're saying the nickname for traffic lights is a red light. There's a red light coming up.
It's kind of like traffic light.
Well, in where
there's
I'm from,
a light coming
we
up.
We would call every soda a Coke. We'd be like, will you get me a Coke? And then the response was, what kind? And then you'd be like, Sprite. Or you'd be like, Pepsi.
Oh, okay. So instead of like, would you give me a soda?
The generic name.
The generic name is red light, but there's other colors.
Yeah, they do it many times, too. Calling Coke.
Maybe traffic
you
light.
You are so Bane this morning, I can't understand half of what you're saying. Yeah. We need to go get the director's cut.
Enunciate, my friend.
Amplify your voice.
Hey, I gotta give props to that lady though. I mean, she's going green and helping the environment by saving water, you know.
Booyah. Wow, going green.
Hero. The more we talk about it, the more she's a hero.
Thanks, Hans. Thanks for the call. I'm still gonna say no.
Stanford.
Hey.
Long distance runners misbehaving.
Okay.
Where is Sam Swan when we need him?
I know Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. He is a marathon runner.
Wow.
We could ask him these things if only he were in Albuquerque.
Where's he at?
Static.
Hey, it's Sunny.
Hi, Sunny.
I know Sam Swan, too.
Yay!
What?
I had an incident happen. I had just finished a six-hour session of getting an awesome tattoo. And I was driving home. And I live in East Mountain. And apparently somebody called me in as a drunk driver because I was swerving all over the place. And some cops started following me. Mm. And they pulled me over. And I guess I was swerving all over the place because I had a massive migraine. And they ran some tests on me. They didn't even make me get out of the car. And the cop said, you have a massive migraine. You can't drive like this. So he made me pull into this parking lot and park my car.
You can't drive like this. Would you please drive over to this parking lot?
And then he went into the store and he told the owner of the store, this lady's going to park her car here overnight. And he drove me home. And he walked in and he started querying my husband. He's trying to get my husband to say, oh, she gets massive migraines because I do. I take meds for it. And my husband luckily said she gets massive migraines. But it was pretty awesome because he drove me home instead of, like, arresting me.
What?
That's awesome.
I just... Where did...
Will you,
how did that...
Would you point me to the connection?
Who did... Thank you so much for asking that question there, Mateo, because my brain hurts.
I'm a little slow, so I want to know... exactly. Where that connects with what we were discussing.
Well, I just woke up and I heard you guys talking about the police.
There it is.
Okay.
Sorry.
And there we go.
I just wanted to know. I just wanted a little context. I wanted to be able to love that story.
Me
the
too.
Most
and
that
I just
possibly could.
I didn't get it.
And I'm so happy that your husband backed you up, because it could have been a tricky situation.
This is
boring. See, they would have probably arrested me if he had said, I don't know, she just got a tattoo or something. I don't know. He could have just totally said, I don't know what you're talking about. And then they would have arrested me.
There you go.
Do you want to know why we were talking about the police?
Yeah.
Because Stuart Copeland's birthday was this week.
No, because crazy things like a serial pooper.
Mm-hmm. Happen in Albuquerque right
it's
now.
Been going
national
on
news.
In Albuquerque.
National news. Thanks for the call, Sonny. Static.
So, getting back on topic.
Thank you so much.
Speaking about long distance runners, at Moriarty High School, when I went there at least, the cross country kids were kind of weird. They would do the things like the naked mile. And I actually heard stories about using the restroom during the naked mile. So there were a lot of things that were going on that I think probably are not safe or family-friendly for radio.
Right.
But let's just agree that cross-country or long-distance people should be shunned.
Yes!
Shunned.
Who does that? Matt's trying to make me work out right now, and it's horrible.
We're not running cross-country.
Yeah,
we're controlling our bowels.
We're staring at a dude who's like, hey, now do this. And it feels like I'm running cross-country because I can't breathe.
No, you...
I'm just saying.
A given in this workout is control your bowels.
Yes, this is true. This is very true. Quite true.
Thank you. It sounds like these people are just running till they can't control it anymore.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, now it's time.
What?
All right, go.
Thanks for the call, TJ.
Sure.
All right. 505-338-3700. Can we take a break?
Yeah. Let's
can we take a break?
Let's take a break.
We're going to get back to the original topic of the day. No more cereal pooper. You are done, lady.
Hey, the world's not ready for her.
The world is not ready for her.
Or for Sonny's migraines.
Or Sonny's migraines, apparently, because the police pulled her over.
Right, watch out.
Or the connections of those stories.
Nobody knows.
We're going to reconvene, gather ourselves together.
We're going to go pray about this.
That's right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in. Quick break. Right back with some leagues. And Steve-O and Matt.
In the water.
Static.
Just a good old boy. It is Steve-O and Matt. He's swinging you up in the morning with a song in a big old dance.
That rhymed!
No.
I mean, I was trying.
Terrible.
It kind of rhymed. It didn't work.
Everyone is just going to assume that because we played that,
yep,
it was my idea.
It was mine. I loved that show growing up.
You know?
It's good stuff.
I didn't really watch that show.
Yeah, I know. It makes me sad, but that's okay.
Makes me sad.
Welcome to the 9 o'clock hour. We are in the final stretch of Friday.
The home stretch of a run? I don't know.
Oh, man. It was a good run. If you missed any part of the morning show this week.
But we're moving on.
MyStaticRadio.com.
What?
You can check out the podcast. We've podcasted the show every single day. Now,
I have some excellent news.
I want to hear it.
I finally got a hold of my buddy Fred.
We were talking about one thing the world isn't ready for.
Yep.
You can comment, you can chime in, you can get your thoughts in. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Look for Marty McFly. Click on the hoverboard. Throw down your thoughts, your suggestions.
Yeah.
Like this. Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
Whoa!
How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing fantastic.
Well. That's good.
Yeah, man.
It looks like I'm on a roll for calling in. I finally remembered.
2 days in a row,
this
Matthew
is
from Albuquerque.
Big number two, man.
Yep, the deuce.
Yep.
Hey, how's the Broads?
The Broads is awesome. Just ask Teo.
Are you talking about that little jerk that I look at every day?
Yeah. Hey, my mom wanted me to ask you something, Steve-O. Did you see the birthday thing she put on Instagram?
I did. That was very kind of her. His mom wished me a happy birthday on Instagram.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I think I gave you a shout-out from my iPod. I did, like, a screenshot.
He literally grabbed his iPod and went, gave me a gave me a shout-out.
Oh, that's clever, Matthew. Very clever.
Yeah.
Who's this in studio next to you, Steve-O?
That would be Matt, my co-host.
Yeah, dude. I was here yesterday and even talked to you.
Oh, sorry. I didn't recognize you. I'm like, what the heck?
I know. Well, no, this is Mitch. I'm I'm sick. It's early in the morning.
Yep.
Sound a little different. It's weird. It's cool.
Mish is in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for a few weeks for a mission trip. And this is Matt House of Heroes. He is hanging out with me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on your Instagram page. I'm like, oh, that must be cool. I mean, I've never been down to Mexico, so I wouldn't know.
It's not cool.
It's actually quite warm.
It's very warm.
Yeah. Tropical.
Yeah, I have a friend that has family down there, so, I mean, they always say, hey, it's supposed to be real warm. And, you know, I always think Arizona is usually the warmest because it is. It's always warm.
It's pretty
warm.
That's good. That's good. Hey, can we play a song for you?
Let's see, this morning I'd like some Guns for Noise.
Guns and Roses, Appetite for Destruction. All right, we got it.
Wait a minute here. It's How to Cool by 21 Pilots, if you guys could play that for my friend, Lipa Salazar.
There you go.
I think House we can do it.
21 Pilots, House of Gold.
Thanks, Steve-O. Talk to you guys Monday morning.
Yes, you will. You know that song was written about his mom? Written about a conversation with his mom.
Yep.
Not Matthew from Albuquerque.
No.
The 21 Pilots.
Tyler.
Song. We will get to that coming up. However, we've had the topic all morning long.
What is the
one
topic?
Thing the world is not ready for? You already called? Are you already texted him? That we can, we're going to call him?
Yeah, text him. We're ready.
Okay. All right. Let's call him.
Hello?
Fred. Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
It's about time you woke up.
How you doing?
Just Fred Friday took 3 hours to get going.
Yeah, we've been talking about it all morning. Just Fred Friday.
Just Fred Friday, babe.
People have been needing to hear Fred.
Tell them the wait is over.
All right, Fred. The wait is over. The topic of the day. What is one thing the world isn't ready for?
One thing the world is not ready for, I'm going to say global warming.
Global warming. Why?
I say the world ain't ready for global warming. You know, they don't think it's really happening. You know, they still, you know, driving their cars, their gas-powered cars, and polluting the air, you know. Got the oil company still doing their thing like that, and I don't think they're ready, you know?
Yeah.
Do you work for Al Gore? You work for Al Gore.
You know, I watched the whole, you know, seminar on them, and it was great. I love that movie, and I think it's real, you know?
You think global warming is real?
Yeah, I think it's happening.
Man.
Things have changed.
Fred, if
changed.
There were two things the world isn't ready for, what's the second one?
I say the future. I just say, like, everything for the future, you know, like technology. Just like technology, cars.
I think you're more ready for the future than you think. Watch this. Okay, ready? Now?
Yeah. Now.
Now. That was the future. We're in the future. Future from the first time I said now. So more than you think about it,
you're ready,
Fred. You're ready, Freddy.
You know who I think's not ready?
Who's that?
The Houston Rockets.
The Houston Rockets? What?
You know why they're not ready?
Why they're not ready? Why you say that?
Because they've just got that guy.
Hey, they got Dwight Howard. They're ready. I mean, they're more than ready. I think, you know, Dwight Howard, you know, just, you know, he's feeling good. He's in the tax-free. Say, you know, and he's playing with James Harden in the gang, and you know, I think this is a exciting, you know, basketball team to watch, you know, next season. You know, they made it to the playoffs with first round knockout, but I think this year they're going to go farther.
I love this because you could tell your inflection immediately changed from like, well, you know, global warming and the future. The Houston Rockets! If somebody came up to you, Fred, and said, Fred, what are you most passionate about? Go.
You said most what?
Most passionate about. What are you most passionate about?
You know, I'm just going to say football. You know, every day just... just bring new meaning to me, and you know, I'm learning something new every day about football, and I'm just studying, you know, going back in film. I'm just looking for a coach out there to just give me a chance out on their team. You know, I'm ready to play. I'm in shape. I'm out here. I'm
Fred,
doing my thing.
Pause. Now, you just said you were in shape. Hey, round is a shape. Round is a shape, but Fred, we both know what happens at work.
Oh, I'm on this new diet, you know. I'm juicing now.
You juicing?
It's killing me. I feel sick.
Now you mean when he says juicing, what he means is he is like juicing vegetables and fruits
vegetables,
and drinking
them. Not juicing steroids.
Right. Fred's not going to take those steroids.
No, not
at all. All natural. All natural Fred.
Let me tell you, I don't think the world is ready for Just Fred Fridays.
I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking. They ain't ready for Just Fred Fridays.
So, you know, we're going to give it to them every Friday.
Every Friday. Let's do this. I love you.
All right. All right, Fred. Love you, buddy.
All right. Love you, Matt.
Talk to you later.
Take care. All right. See you.
Bye. Just Fred Friday.
Man, Fred is my boy.
Hey, listen, you know what? If you guys have a question for Fred, Fred is a great friend of mine from
Absolutely.
Nashville. You send it, post it on the Facebook.
He will talk about just about anything.
Yes.
So here's what we're going to do. A new segment to the morning show, Just Fred Friday. We'll do this every single week. Just Fred Friday. Throughout the week, you can get your question in.
Yep.
studio@mystaticradio.com. It's hilarious. You could just give that guy a topic, and he'll just talk.
He just knows.
Go. He knows. If it is, hey, for real, though, if it is sports-related, he will know. He will know.
Oh, I can't wait.
Just Fred
Fridays. I can't
wait.
It's happening.
The world's not ready.
I know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve on Matt.
In the morning.
Static.
Oh, gracious live.
Happy 9:17 o'clock.
Should we do a little traffic?
We should do some traffic.
Let's do it.
All right.
Looks like so far right now, we still have the road construction at Unser and I-40, and the lights are still blinking, I think. Pretty surprised that that's not fixed yet.
Well, that's what happens, like the crazy lightning this morning. We woke up to lightning.
I thought it was great.
It was weird to me. I'm not used to, like, driving to work in, like, a lightning storm.
Steve-O, stop turning into a girl when it's thunderstorm. Okay, we have an accident at I-40 East at 2nd Street, exit 159A.
All right.
Traffic, I thought that was the one there. That occurred earlier.
Nope, there's another one.
Another one?
Yeah, that's what happens.
Good grief.
I'm telling you, welcome to New Mexico. When there are clouds in the sky and there's a little rain on the ground, people need to be a lot more careful-er. Defensive driving 101.
Be careful, y'all.
Because, yeah, it gets crazy out there.
Hey, just be careful, man.
We just want to help people.
We're trying to help y'all now. Hey, also... Oh, that's traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669.
Do you see what I have over here?
I do.
Earlier, we talked in breaking news.
Yep, 6:30 every single day.
We talked about a Honda lawnmower called the Mean Mower.
That's right.
This guy can go 130 miles per hour.
Does anybody need to go 130 miles per hour when they're mowing their lawn?
Some people have some huge lawns back east.
I feel the need.
It's necessary.
The need for speed!
The picture of this man on this lawnmower, the back of his shirt says Flash. this looks like a go-kart lawnmower hybrid.
This is a bad idea in 7 different ways.
Pause. This is a wonderful idea.
Unpause. This is a terrible idea.
Despite its lunacy, it still cuts grass at speeds of up to 15 miles per hour.
No, no, no.
And
no.
it consumes fuel at a rate of 40 miles per gallon. You can get 40 miles per gallon on this hot.
Please purchase one and drive that to work.
I will purchase this.
Oh, man.
There's nothing else to do with it out here. It would have to be my vehicle.
You're right.
It would be my travel vehicle.
There are some lawns in Albuquerque. You've been to Joey Belleville's house. He's got grass.
That, my friend, that's not a yard.
I'm just saying.
Lawn.
I know. I realize you're from Mississippi and now live in Nashville where it's very, very green.
Oh, so green.
We'll actually be in Nashville together in October.
We shall.
The Uprising with Pastor Kevin Millar. Kevin Miller
out in
Clarksville. He rocks an amazing outreach called The Uprising. I'll be emceeing that event, and House of Heroes is actually playing that event. So, reunited in America.
Yep.
Steve-O, Mateo, Matt Lott, filling in for Mitch while she's in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And we were talking about one thing the world isn't ready for. We have so many Facebook comments. I feel like we need to read some of these.
Arthur says Superman.
What? Why wouldn't the world be ready for Superman?
Well, I think we all learned in the movie, number one, he's an alien and everybody would freak out. Number two, he would destroy our biggest cities.
Destroy our city.
I want to know what the turnaround rate on the construction of Metropolis was because, I mean, literally rebuilt in a day.
You don't know that.
I don't know that.
Dude, did you see the original Superman movie where he flew so fast backwards that the Earth went back in time?
And the rocks, they lifted off of Lois.
I'm just saying you never know. With that kind of superpower, maybe he just rebuilt the city himself.
Juliana says time travel.
Yeah, would anybody really ever be ready for time travel? Would you really want to go back in time?
I just really feel like I would mess everything up.
Exactly. I saw Back to the Future. People started disappearing from photos. I wouldn't want to do that. Plus, I feel like even the stupid things in my life that I've done have shaped me, and in those times of suck, those are the times where I've learned the most and actually grown in my relationship with Christ.
I would really like to see a dinosaur, so maybe if there were time travel, I would save it to when I was about to die, and then I would get transported back to dinosaur time and get eaten by a dinosaur for death.
Nope. Guess what you just did.
What?
You altered time, weirdo, because a T-Rex just ate you, and now scientists, all these years later, found dinosaur bones with human bones inside of them.
It sounds awesome.
And now they're freaking out because they said, look at this human who lived at the time of the dinosaurs, and then all of the schools of thought where people are like, oh, dinosaurs, billions of years old. Wait, what? Human bones? You just destroyed the space-time continuum.
It sounds
good job,
so
time
cool.
travel. I'm just saying.
All right. Oh. Probably the most perceptive of the bunch, a guy named Evan.
Uh-huh.
The world is not ready for Steve-O's morning breath.
Hey, whoa.
Evan, I'm here to confirm.
I would like to say, Evan, that you spelt it Steve-O's morning breathe. So if you're going to insult me, at least spell it correctly.
Actually, your grammar is wrong, Evan. And since I'm the internet police, I don't have to listen to you anymore. Because your spelling and your grammar. And
he
your
said breathe and you read it breath. It's breathe, I Mississippi.
Knew what I knew what he meant.
Yeah. Static.
You guys are sounding like you're going evolutionary on me.
Evolutionary? He just went time traveled back in time and got eaten by a T-Rex. You don't get more.
You know when the T-Rex was on the planet, right?
Right.
Wait, do you know when the T-Rex was on the planet?
I absolutely do.
I want to hear it. I didn't know we had a person that had been around when the dinosaurs were.
Adam and Eve and Noah and Methuselah and all those boys were around when the T-Rex was around.
I thought you were saying you had been around when the dinosaurs were around.
Me, buddy.
That's what it sounded like.
You read Job.
Yep.
He's talking in
the behemoth.
In 40 about behemoth. He said that I made along with thee.
Boom. Good job,
dude,
you.
Made dinosaurs with man. In the 6 days of creation, those dinosaurs were on the planet in between Adam and Noah on the flood.
All right, welcome now. It is time for our dinosaur quarter, where we take a random caller and trust the expertise of it based upon his phone call. Caller, go ahead.
Are you there?
Caller, go ahead.
I had his phone call.
Caller, go ahead.
Did he go?
Oh, he hung up!
He hung up.
I was actually interested in that. I knew what he was talking about. The behemoth in the Book of Job. He talks about the behemoth.
I think he got mad.
I think he did too, but I wasn't making fun. I was being serious. As evidenced by this music. It is Steve-O and Mateo.
In the morning.
Get to Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Yeah, we want to hear from you. We want to know your thoughts. Yep. Steve-O and Mateo.
In the morning.
Welcome to the show. We're just about out of time.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm sorry.
Sadness.
I wish I could change it, but the truth is we just have 4 hours.
It's been a roller coaster of a morning.
Has it?
We've gone. We've seen the highs of
society.
Albuquerque and the future, and then we've seen the lows,
the
of
super
Knob
lows.
Hill,
mm-hmm.
Cops, the show.
The topic of the day, things the world is not ready for. What's the one thing the world is not ready for? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Good news, Paul called back.
Yes.
And was like, I didn't hang up on you, I lost service.
We just
I love you guys.
Him.
And we're like, thanks, Paul, we love you too. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I had one last thing to try to add to your what the world isn't ready for.
Oh, yes. I want to hear it.
The comeback of my band with a brand new sound and a brand new name. We don't even have a Facebook yet. We're like, we haven't even really promoted ourselves.
So apparently you're not even ready.
Yeah, no. Long story short, how I was a part of, we lost a couple of the main members. So we're kind of a skeleton crew, but we're rebuilding, we're writing music. And we're definitely having a new outlook on the subject of like lyrics and all that.
That's awesome,
and the
man.
Name that we're pretty much dead set on is I Am the Martyr.
I Am the Martyr.
Yes.
Oh.
So, let's see what happens.
IATM.
You should be getting some music here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Sweetness.
It's good. It looked good on my car as a bumper sticker. IATM.
Awesome.
I,
yeah,
comma,
a
good
one. All
right, A-T-M. It's going to be huge.
All right.
I Am the Martyr.
Yes. I wonder who I Am the Martyr was before they broke up.
I don't know, but we'll never know now.
We'll never know.
One thing the world isn't ready for, this dude in Danville, Illinois.
What's he say?
Well, this was his ad that he posted on Craigslist.
Oh.
If we could just... Okay.
Craigslist.
This is a real ad on Craigslist. Think you have something weird, odd, or just plain? I feel like that's the wrong music. It needs to be more like this.
Okay, good. Because it was so menacing. I was starting to tense up. I was like, wait.
Yeah.
I'm afraid.
Here we go. Real ad on Craigslist. Think you have something weird, odd, or just plain nasty or gross? I'm interested. Looking for anything odd, old, weird? Looking for medical stuff. Any kind of tissue in a jar, any kind of specimen, human, animal, skull, don't care what it is. The stranger, the better. If you have something you found or have no longer want need of, I'll make you an offer or shoot me a pic text of what you got. Glass eyes, bones, skulls, fingers or ears.
Yeah.
I don't care. Call, text, or email me. That is real!
Oh! Sounds really normal to me.